Education continues to be a key political subject in Washington. The spark was last month's Supreme Court decision permitting the use of affirmative action in college and graduate school admission. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with Education Secretary Rod Paige about the court's decision and other educational issues.
The administration, which argued against affirmative action before the court, suffered a setback when the Supreme Court ruled. While President Bush applauded the ruling for, quote, recognizing the value of diversity, his administration is strongly urging colleges and universities not to go the route of using race-based affirmative action. Education Secretary Paige, who's African American, says the administration is sticking with its long-standing policy.
We're going to continue to promote the strategies and policies of offering educational opportunities for all Americans using non-race-based decision-making. Ultimately, we want everybody to be judged based on themselves, not necessarily their ethnic membership. The first approach for us should be race-neutral alternatives, and we think that the courts applauded this and asked us to look in that direction.
Now, the court did strike down the idea of giving points to a person because of their racial or ethnic background. Mm-hmm. The court also allowed for an admissions counselor to take race into consideration as a factor when they look at a student.
Yeah, as long as it's not the decisive factor in and of itself. A factor among other factors is permissible under the court. Do you know what I think the number one affirmative action strategy is in the world, in the United States at least, is the recent enactment by the bipartisan Congress of the No Child Left Behind Act.
The No Child Left Behind Act, signed into law by President Bush in January of 2002, requires standardized tests and free tutors for students. It also calls for closing schools where too many students have failing test scores. Paige says the administration does agree with one point in the court's majority decision, that in 25 years, everyone will agree that there's no need for affirmative action in college admissions.
I hope that we can come within the goal that Senator Dale Connor asked us to reach within 25 years, not to be necessary to do this. And I think that we'll feel much better about it because I want to broaden the base of minority kids, especially African-American kids and other disadvantaged kids who will have an opportunity to go to the University of Michigan and other prestigious universities on their own merits.
Secretary Paige, I know that some of the proponents of affirmative action say they are not going to go back and challenge states like Texas that don't allow race to be considered in terms of admissions, but instead use the 10% plan, for example, in your home state of Texas, the president's home state. Would you be supportive of their efforts now to have race reintroduced in terms of affirmative action and to do away with the 10% plan?
Those are decisions, obviously, that the states will have to make themselves, and I don't feel competent to advise them in that regard, except my encouragement would be towards looking first to race-neutral alternatives.
The administration likes to point to the California, Florida, and Texas plans for race-neutral admission. Those programs allow a percentage of the top graduates of all state public high schools to automatically be admitted to the state university.
And we're going to be active in this department in developing a collection of race-neutral alternatives and making them available to universities and colleges across the nation.
I remember that you said to me you grew up in Monticello, Mississippi, and in supporting the president's stand on affirmative action, you said at that time people were treated unfairly because of race,
yes.
Black people.
Right.
And that today you wouldn't want that kind of prejudice to extend to whites. You still feel that way?
Well, I was taught and I grew up feeling that racial discrimination was wrong. It's difficult for me now to say that racial discrimination is good. And the progress we've made, African Americans I speak of, I think is phenomenal. I think it bespeaks of the fact that we are fully capable of progressing even further. And I think that progress is going to be based primarily on the quality of the education that's available to young kids. I'm disappointed by the present quality of education in America, far, especially disadvantaged kids, kids who have certain economic advantages, certain social advantages, are doing rather well. But we're having some problems with kids who come from disadvantaged and low-income households. But there's nothing wrong with the DNA in their brains. They can be taught, they can learn, they can prosper if we provide the environment and the support that they need, and that's what I'm about.
Rod Page is the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Education. To address the test score gap between black and white students, the Secretary and President Bush are also renewing efforts to expand federally funded school voucher programs to create more alternatives to troubled public schools. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.